Narrated Mujahid regarding the verse, "And those of you who die and leave wives behind them." Quran, chapter 2, verse 234. The widow, according to this verse, was to spend this period of waiting with her husband's family. So Allah revealed, "And those of you who die and leave behind wives, that is, widows, should bequeath for their wives a year's maintenance and residence without turning them out. But if they, wives, leave, there is no sin on you for that which they do with themselves, provided it is honorable. For example, lawful marriage." Quran, chapter 2, verse 240. So Allah entitled the widow to be bequeathed extra maintenance for 7 months and 20 nights, and that is the completion of 1 year. If she wished, she could stay in her husband's home, according to the will, and she could leave it if she wished, as Allah says, "Without turning them out, but if they, wives, leave, there is no sin on you." So the iddah, that is 4 months, 10 days, as it is obligatory for her. Allah said, Ibn Abbas said, this verse, that is the statement of Allah, "Without turning them out, cancel the obligation of staying for the waiting period in her dead husband's house, and she can complete this period wherever she likes." Allah said, if she wished, she could complete her iddah by staying in her dead husband's residence according to the will, or leave it according to Allah's statement. "There is no sin on you for that which they do with themselves." Allah added, later, the regulations of inheritance came and abrogated the order of the dwelling of the widow in her dead husband's house. So she could complete the iddah wherever she likes, and it was no longer necessary to provide her with a residence. Ibn Abbas said, this verse abrogated her, that is, widow's dwelling in her dead husband's house, and she could complete the iddah, that is, 4 months and 10 days, wherever she liked, as Allah's statement says, "Without turning them out."